Amen. Father, I just thank you this morning for your word. I thank you for the memories that we have. And I thank you, Lord, that you never stop giving us memories. Your mercies are new every morning. And we want to learn how to appreciate that. And every day is an adventure with you, Lord. And we thank you for that because you never leave us or forsake us. You're always there. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So just something, like I say, to share with you this morning. And then we'll let you go home and have some hot turkey sandwiches. And yeah, we did too. And some are leaving now, and that's okay too. You can come and go whenever you want. Amen. The angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." That's a good statement. Well, I just want to share a few quick thoughts with you this morning, and in regards to that. Imagine if God asked you to recruit the mother of the Messiah. Okay, you got to find the mother who's going to give birth to the Son of God. So you bring it down to a short list, and I'm doing this on purpose this morning because we can't go through the millions of women that have been in history. You shortlisted it down to two, and you've got Elizabeth and you got Mary. The first woman, Elizabeth, has an impeccable pedigree, being descended from Aaron, the high priest, and Mary is a nobody from a place called Nazareth. The first one is married to a highly regarded priest. The other is a teenager engaged to a tradesman. The first will go down in history as righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord. And that is a reference. I can give you that right there, Luke 1:6. Blamelessly and all the requirements of the Lord. And the second one has done nothing worthy about writing about. It's like, Mary, you're from a no-town place, and Elizabeth is from, we're from the descendants of Aaron. Why shouldn't she be the one to be the candidate? And I suspect that if I was chosen to do this, I would probably choose the first woman, Elizabeth. But God chose Mary. How did Mary find favor with God? Why did God choose Mary? What made her special? Some may say, well, God chose Mary because she must have been of a high character. In other words, Mary was a moral woman. And then there are some that still believe to this very day that Mary was sinless, but I don't see any of that in Scripture. These explanations appeal to our religious sensibilities, but none of them are biblical. If God was looking for a moral woman with the right pedigree and performance, he would have chosen Elizabeth. But he chose Mary, a young girl with very little to commend her. And as I'm sharing this morning with you, I just want you to think of the fact that you might not have the right pedigree. You might have not the right education that you think, but you're qualified because of Jesus, and you have found favor. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what your status. You might have all kinds of, like, there's a place in the body of Christ for you and for you that are watching online. It never consider yourself overqualified or underqualified. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. We just have to believe. So why did Mary find favor with God? And the follow-up question is, how do we find favor with God? Mary was not favored on account of anything she had done. She was favored because God was with her. And we read in Scripture in Luke chapter 1, verse 28, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." Amen. That's all we need to have that assurance in our in our hearts that, you know, okay, God is with us. God could just choose anyone. But to fulfill the prophecies, the mother of the Messiah had to be a humble Jewish virgin living in Nazareth. She had to be ready to give birth in Bethlehem and then go live in Egypt for a while. She had to be descended from the royal line of David, or marry someone who was. And here's all these references, and you can have them anytime you want. I think I got them down here. Okay. The only one woman that ticked off all of the boxes, you might say, got the checks in all her boxes, was not Elizabeth, but it was this unknown woman, Mary from Nazareth. All of the prophecies in the Old Covenant, and I didn't get them all because there's so many that talk about who this person had to be, where she had to come from, her line of descendants. And Mary is the only one, and it had to be, and had to come to Bethlehem at the right time, had to give birth at the right time, because remember that scripture from Galatians, when the fullness of time was come, Jesus came. Then they had to be able to go to Egypt because the prophecies talked about that. And even though educationally and heretically, Elizabeth would have fulfilled that, nobody but Mary ticked off all the boxes. There's nobody but you that's ticking off all the boxes for what God has for you in the family of God. God had a plan and purpose for me to meet Jamie. He had a plan and a purpose for this dear woman to be a pastor's wife who's never thought of ever being a pastor's wife. She doesn't come from a line of pastor's wife. She doesn't play the piano. She's not a nurse. None of these things. But she ticked off all the boxes, and I ticked off all the boxes, I believe, for her. And we made a choice. Now, this isn't the same as picking Mary, but you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a plan and a purpose as we submit our will to God. And just say, Lord, I don't know how we're going to do this, but I love this woman, and I want to marry her, and she loves me, and we're going to figure this out somehow together. Now, she ain't no Mary, and I ain't no Joseph, but you know what I'm saying? Like, in our own way, if as we submit to God, say, God, lead me. I don't know how this is all going to happen, but he will do it. But even after, you know, we see all the prophetic boxes, I believe that there's one step more why God chose Mary. God sees the end from the beginning and picked Mary, I believe, long before these prophecies were given. God picked Mary because she was the one thing that matters when it comes to finding favor. When it comes to finding favor, it's faith. And Mary said, "Behold, the servant of the Lord, may it be done to me according to thy word." May it be done to me according to thy word. There's an old song, well, we listened to it, and I'm sorry, I keep referring to all these old quartets, but J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet used to sing the song, "Prayer is the key to heaven, but faith unlocks the door." And faith still unlocks the door. As we pray, we believe. God is good to all of us. His favor shines on everyone indiscriminately. But God dwells with those who open the doors of their hearts. It is through faith we find favor. Praise God. You know, so often when we see this, where it compares Santa to Jesus, or Jesus to Santa, but there ain't no comparison. Santa is good for one day. And the other 364 days, he's judging you. Jesus doesn't do that. As far as the east is from the west, so have your sins be removed. He holds nothing against you from the past, and he never will. He's not keeping track of your goods and bads because he's got, you're in Jesus, you're in Christ, you're seated in heavenly places, and there ain't no past there. It's all good. It's all perfect. So God dwells with those who have faith in him. God whittles down his list and lands on Mary. In God's eye, she is the right person at the right time. And so are you. You're not giving birth to a Messiah, but if you have faith, God will bear fruit in your life. You don't need to do a thing to make this happen. You don't need to acquire a reputation or a track record. You don't need to be blameless in the eyes of the law. You just need to be like Mary, and we just need to believe. Now that Christmas is past, God is still with us. He didn't leave us Christmas night. That's kind of why I read the scripture last night at midnight. Like, I'm just going to read the scripture now. He'll never leave us or forsake us. And if you believe that, if you get up every morning with the same faithful attitude that I believe Mary had, you'll continue to enjoy his favor on this Boxing Day, New Year's Day, and every other day to come. God bless you, folks. Will you stand with me and let's pray and we'll let... Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness, your love, and your mercy to us. We thank you, Lord, that we have favor because of Jesus. We have favor as we believe. You will lead us and guide us. We thank you for, as we come to the conclusion of this year, we thank you for your blessing upon us. We thank you, Lord, that you bless each family, and as even as they meet again during this day and during this week, precious times together. And we thank you for our families that are we haven't been able to see for a few years. But again, we're so thankful that you're there with them. And we're thankful, Lord, that your blessing and your guidance is with them. Bless all of those online today, Lord, and in that box. They didn't bring the box up, but you know who, the requests in that box. You know those that are sick. You know those that are in need of relationship switch. You know, a change, Lord. And we know those that need financial need before the end of the year. And for whatever those needs are, we just thank you, Lord, that you're a God that is more than enough. And we give you thanks and praise for that. In Jesus' name, amen.